And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
This Headline Podcast is presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Mike Coppinger and Lance Pugmire from The Athletic, reporting that Floyd Money Mayweather and Logan Paul are going to meet in a novelty exhibition that's being targeted for maybe June 5th, maybe June 6th. Regardless, it's coming soon. And Mayweather, I'm told, can't weigh more than 160, and Logan can't weigh more than 190. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest there, even though it is an exhibition, not a sanctioned fight. I'm just happy to hear that. It seems like now that it might not be going the same day as Teofimo Lopez versus Kambosos, and that is going to be a Showtime pay-per-view.
Yeah, obviously, Mike, I think the questions that happen there is that we know, you know, these guys were talking about fighting originally in February. That did not work out, and now it moved to Showtime. Is that just because of the long-running relationship between Mayweather and Showtime, and maybe Showtime looking at what the Jake Paul numbers are and saying, like, we need to get into this business as well?
I certainly don't think it hurts. I mean,
yeah,
I think there's a lot of buzz around that, and, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of interest for a long time now. We're going to see a lot of these, but I think the novelty will wear off at some point, Lance. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like at some point, Mike, I mean, I wanted to say to you during this show, it's like, what are we doing? What are we covering anymore? We really don't know, because like for this fight in particular, we can't really talk about who's going to win and why, right? A typical subject of our conversation. Now it's just basically like a show to where, you know, like, let's just sit back and see where the twists and turns of the event are. And I'm not making light of it because I know you love it, but it's almost becoming a little bit like WWE.
Yeah, I mean, it is. You're right. Although WWE, it's everything's more cohesive and all.
I
understand. Look, anyone, I'm sure people listening to the podcast are hardcore boxing fans, so that's probably not for you. And I get it. I'm a hardcore boxing fan. Lance, you're a hardcore boxing fan, but
we're in a new world. We're in a new world.
You know? After I reported all this last night, Mayweather Promotions CEO Leonard Ellerbe took issue with my report that Al Haymon is using this event as leverage with Showtime and CBS. This is going to be a Showtime pay-per-view to get a bigger, more inclusive deal going forward with the Fox PBC deal set to expire at the end of the year. I stand by my reporting. We'll see what happens. But it's a smart business move for Haymon. Lance, what are your thoughts?
He understands completely what he's doing here. He's bringing this significant fight. We know that the novelty fights are selling. He's now bringing Floyd Mayweather into one against Logan Paul, who has already fared well in his prior novelty fights. And so, look, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity for Haymon to jump into the window as his deal with Fox expires, to reunite with Showtime, which already, you know, they have a strong alliance, and to say, look, we want to also be with the parent company, CBS. Let's get some of these big fights that PBC is capable of staging back onto network television. And CBS has a strong history in boxing when you talk about going back to the 70s and 80s as well. So it's there for the taking. It's a smart move. It makes a ton of sense. And why wouldn't you pursue that if you have the opportunity to use Floyd Mayweather as the way to jump in through that door?
Right. It makes a lot of sense, Lance. And, you know, we know how big boxing is for a lot of these streaming apps. You know, we see it on ESPN Plus, we see it on The Zone. Now we have Showtime and CBS with Paramount Plus, and they're trying to grow that. I think he's trying to get that too. So I think it's a lot to monitor here, but there's no doubt, even whatever you think of Mayweather versus Logan Paul, I'm sure it's going to do big business.
Absolutely, Mike. I mean, you know, look, we know that boxing can be a personality driven sport. Both of these guys, you know, with Logan Paul's social media account and then the number of followers that he has, and with Floyd Mayweather standing still, you know, this is a guy who reigned for several years as the pound for pound king. he's going to be able to talk up a storm. He loves doing so. He did so against Conor McGregor, and they got more than 4 million buys for a fight that we all knew what the outcome was. So even though we know what the outcome of this fight is going to be, it's still going to have a lot of interest to, you know, fans from my generation, fans from your generation, and even younger. So look, it's going to be a success. It's going to be on Showtime, and it's going to draw a lot of viewers.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to The Athletic's new headline section for much more on this story. And to get access to all of The Athletic's great sports content, visit theathletic.com/headlinepod. You can find our latest subscription offer, just $3.99 per month.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.